Though not official, let's just call it spring. The boys of summer were out at Ray Carter Field on the weekend enjoying the thrill of the grass. Although it was raining for the most part, and boldly interrupted with a blast or two of snow showers, the games continued, and everyone had fun. Despite less than ideal conditions, the kids played on, thrilled to get the gloves and bats out of storage and engage in the first of many diamond dances over the next several months. The promise of spring. Hallelujah. At home, the daffodils are blooming, and the herbs are peeking their way out of the soil, diligently searching for the ever-rising sun. It's time to start nurturing seedlings and begin earnest planning for backyard and schoolyard crops. After working with thousands of kids in Delta over the years, planning for growth with seed charts is an exercise in promise and hope. The anticipation in building a sustainable small-scale farm or garden is palpable with kids, educators, and parents alike. Residents of Delta received a large map in the mail last week, which resembles a seed chart in many ways, and the similarities between the two cannot be overlooked. In planning terms, the metaphor of growth easily transcends our backyards to our city streets. I see Delta in the springtime of its growth, where planning is crucial to reaping the rewards of maturity. Much like emerging from hibernation, Delta is poised to germinate and appropriately flourish. Despite vocal opposition to growth in Delta over the years, the results of emotional deliberations and subsequent collaboration and compromise have proven to be ultimately beneficial for our collective. There is no reason to doubt that this will continue to be the case as the new official community plan comes to fruition. We will all have opportunity to share our voices at the several public engagement sessions. Don't miss the chance to tend to your garden. I am looking forward to embracing the spring of Delta's metamorphosis.